Welcome to the ID Element. Today, our guest is Ruchi. She is a senior development lead on the Federated Identity team. Welcome, Ruchi.
Thank you.
Good to have you here today. And let's just hear a little bit about you. We would like to know a little bit about your background, what you've worked on here at Microsoft, and get to know you a little bit.
I've been with Microsoft for about 4.5 years. When I joined Microsoft, there was a project being started called InfoCard. It was in its nascent stages. We were writing prototypes, and I was one of the first devs to be involved in writing the prototypes for it. There had been UI prototypes before that, but I wrote what ended up becoming the Windows Cards-based service. And for the last 4.5 years, I've been a dev on Cardspace in different roles. I've practically worked on every piece of Cardspace. Now I lead the Cardspace team. I have a bunch of developers working on Cardspace, and that's what bringing the next version of Cardspace up. So.
Okay, great. Well, all right, so Cardspace. Let's just set some foundation here and do a level set on Windows Cardspace. You know, what does it provide the user? And why is there a need for something like Cardspace?
So Cardspace is easy to understand, and easier to grok for a user, a way for a user to look at identity and understand it easily. So what is Cardspace? What is InfoCard is really the question here. InfoCard is just a signed document which has a bunch of information in there. A part of the information in there is an image and a card, image of a card, which makes it easier for a user to look at an image and say, this is my identity given to me by a particular identity provider.
Okay. Right?
My driver's license is very easy for me to understand. And when I go to a shop and I have to give them a credit card or a driver's license, it's very easy for me to understand which one I'm choosing. And that's what we try to do in a digital identity format with Cardspace. Cardspace by itself is really an active protocol client. We speak WS Trust, we speak WS Metadata Exchange, and on top of that, we write protocols which exchange security tokens. But we present a user interface for the user, which is very easy to understand. What we also do is we basically run down. Maybe it'll be easier for me to explain it on the whiteboard.
Oh, certainly. Okay. Certainly. Let's do that.
So what Cardspace does is basically it does federation between different partners. So let's say I have, let's say all our favorite company, Contoso STS. And
okay.
Let's say Fabricam STS. These are the two commonly used names at Microsoft when we talk about companies. And let's say there is a trust relationship between both of these. Right?
Okay.
They both trust each other. There is the user here who's within the Contoso domain. So he works for Contoso. The user has an account with Contoso. Right? And now there is an application that Fabricam has put up on the web. So there is a Fabricam application. So the question really becomes, how can the user access that Fabricam application where they don't really have an account with a Fabricam STS?
Right.
So they do still want to access a Fabricam application. What they do know is that there is a trust relationship between Contoso and Fabricam. So what happens here is a simple dance that we do. So what as I said before, what we do is we understand policy and we understand tokens. Those are the two main things that Cardspace understands. So what we will do is from here, as a user, so the web browser goes to the Fabricam application.
Okay.
Fabricam application comes back and challenges us with a set of policy, right? Which could say, hey, I need a token which contains your email address. As simple as that. Now the user says, okay, I need to give that token to Fabricam, and Fabricam has also said, the only person who I trust who can give you a token with an email address is my STS.
Okay.
So what, now Cardspace will come into picture, Cardspace will go to Fabricam STS,
okay.
And it will say, hey, give me the policy. How can I get a token from you? Fabricam STS comes back with the policy, and now CardSpace comes into picture. Now we've got enough information to say, is there a card that I have which I can use to help the user use this Fabricam application?
Okay.
Right? And so let's say there is a Contoso STS card that the user has. Right. And CardSpace will come up, and there is a simple UI that comes up which basically shows the user a selection of cards. There could have been multiple cards, but in this case, let's say there is one card.
Okay.
The user selects that card. That card basically connects the user to this STS. The user could be logging into this STS using a variety of credentials, right? It could be username, password. It could be smart cards if you want to be more secure. So there's a variety of credentials happening here. We send the credentials up to Contoso STS along with the policy that we just retrieved from Fabricam.
Okay.
So those requirements go to Contoso STS. Contoso STS comes back to CardSpace and gives us a token. Now what happens is these tokens now go back. So we get a token back from Contoso STS, and we take this token, we send it back to Fabricam STS, which replies with another token which can be applied to the application. We take this token and we apply it to Fabricam, and now we've got access to Fabricam. So this is kind of the dance that is happening here. There are a variety of things that we do here. Now, you asked what is CardSpace initially, right?
Right.
Let me tell you a funny story there. Today my program manager was telling me he was at the mall, and he met somebody who asked him, you work for Microsoft, right? So he said, yeah. What do you work for? He said, I work for CardSpace. And the guy said, oh, CardSpace. Isn't that the greeting card service that Microsoft is starting? That's not what CardSpace is, but this is what CardSpace is. So what we call cards are really digital identities. And what we provide mainly is a selection experience, an intersection experience for the user, where the user can look at these identities. And for example, Fabricam application could have trusted a variety of STSs.
Okay.
Similarly, the user could have cards from a variety of identity providers.
Okay.
Right? We do the intersection of the requirements from an application and the identities that the user has, and present it to the user in a form that user can understand and make an intelligent choice. That's really what CardSpace is trying to do here.
Okay. Okay, so we have the Geneva server, Beta 1.
Yeah.
We have the Geneva framework, Beta 1. And we have Windows CardSpace Geneva,
yeah,
Beta 1.
Mm-hmm.
So in the context of all of those technologies, what roles do those play? And what role does CardSpace play in that?
Yeah, sure. So all of us are really looking at claim-based identities. That's really the aim of Geneva. We are trying to push that concept of claim-based identities. In this picture, if we look at it, STSs. So what we call, some of the terminology here is, here we would call this what we call an IDP. An identity provider, and Geneva server can act in an identity provider role. So this could have been built using Geneva server with, say, AD backing it.
Okay.
So you could have an AD account, and Contoso STS basically just looks up AD and transforms it into the
right
appropriate claims for the user. Similarly, Fabricam, as a relying party STS, can also be a Geneva server. So both of them can be Geneva server. They could also potentially be custom STSs which are written using the framework. Most people will deploy a solution which is like Geneva Server, which is a built black box solution that they get. But there will be people who have custom requirements who will build custom STSs using the framework. So both those pieces can be built with either of the options. CardSpace comes in here, course, to do the selection experience. What also the framework is used for is, once we send the token back to the application, the framework also provides capabilities to take the token and you know, open the token,
sure.
retrieve the claims from it, and
right.
use them appropriately.
Right.
So that's where kind of CardSpace fits in with Geneva Server and Framework in the
okay.
whole Geneva product line.
But CardSpace does not require a Geneva Server, and it does not require a Geneva Framework?
So CardSpace is built using protocols which are standardized.
Okay.
So they both don't necessarily need to be Geneva Server or Geneva Framework-based products. But we work very well with both of those products, but they could potentially be third-party products.
Okay, excellent, excellent. Excellent. Okay, so then with Beta 1, what specific types of investments did your team make around Beta 1 that moved beyond the CardSpace V1 experience?
So that's interesting. When we built CardSpace V1, our idea of CardSpace V1 was that we're going to have these users who are going to be very worried about security and very interested in identity. What we have realized is that's not really true. Most users don't really care about identity. Most users just want to get into the application.
Okay.
Really, just choosing an identity is just a step in getting to the application.
Okay.
So what we did in V1 was we had a whole drama around the identity selection experience. We had a secure desktop, and the secure desktop would take over the screen, which would result in sometimes the user losing context as to what they were actually trying to do, right? And so some of the things that we are doing in here, really the mantra is we're trying to fix three things. We've tried to make our product lighter, we've tried to make the product faster, and we've tried to make the product smaller.
Okay.
We used to ship with the .NET framework, which was a large download. Now our sizes, our x86 size is less than 5 megs, so we are very small download for users. We've written our code base in native code. We actually wrote V2 from scratch. It's been rewritten completely, so it's a much, much faster experience, both in terms of install, in terms of use. But the biggest change that you will see from V1 to V2 is the actual experience of using CardSpace.
Okay.
It is a very lightweight experience. We did two things to achieve that lightweight experience. One is we've used CredUI. Credential provider is a well-known paradigm in Windows, and we've basically taken their UI and built on top of it. We've realized that we don't really want to be different from existing ways of using credentials and using identities. We actually want to use the same metaphors so that users understand them and are seeing them multiple times. Right?
Sure.
So we've tried to use CredUI. And the other thing that we've done is we've got rid of a lot of the steps that you had to take to choose the identity. So the number of clicks that you have to do are much, much fewer now. So it's a much faster experience for a user to get there. I mean, we've done simple things like we've added an option to be able to say, use this card automatically, right? So when you come, you select a card and you know you log in into your 401k site every day. With this market, I don't know whether you want to actually look at it, but say if you did, you don't want to select your card every time, right? So it's just much easier that you say, use this card automatically. So we've done simple improvements like that to make the experience a lot better. Other than that, we've done some things for the developers. We've got an architecture in our new version, which is much cleaner, much more modular, and can be used both with native applications as well as managed applications in a variety of ways.
Okay.
So one of the additions that we did was that we've got something called a Federation Manager, which basically allows you to walk a set of policy chains. So to give you a step in here, so what you could have had is that Fabricant STS didn't really trust Windows STS, right? And it actually trusted Microsoft STS, right? right? So let's say there was an STS step in between. So in that case, what would happen is we would actually do one more step of dance of retrieving the token and back, right?
Okay.
Getting the policy and retrieving the token back. And what the Federation Manager does is it does all of this dynamically. So it will go retrieve the policy, get the information, and submit the token, and it will do all of these steps dynamically. So that is what we've added, and we've provided the developers a way to actually access that. The other thing that we've done, which is I kind of think is pretty cool, is what we've added is a thing called card tile. And we used to have a simple object tile for a browser that would invoke card space.
Right.
And we've just built that a little bit more. Now we've had we have a simple card image. So when a user lands on a page, if the web developer decides to use the card tile, they will just see the card image there. And the card image is, the image to show in there is decided based on a few factors. It could be the last card that was used to submit to that site. So the user looks at it and says, oh, I know which card to submit. So it's an even quicker experience to log in. The other thing could be is the best, the most probable card that the user would use there. So it's the most appropriate card. So you would look at the cards and you would say, this is the selection that fits it best. It was used last time and it still matches the requirements that the application gave me.
Okay.
Right? So we show the card tile there. And we are looking to improve the card tile further. So we will be doing further work in our next version to improve on the card tile. But it's a pretty nifty feature to make the experience a lot more seamless within the web developer experience.
Okay.
So those are some of the big things we've done in there. But ultimately, I think the biggest impact of V2 is in terms of we are a lean, mean machine, right? We
okay,
are,
sure.
We're fast, our performance is great, we're quick, we just get the user into the application. That's really our aim.
Okay. All right. Very good. Is there any feedback that you would like from the community on this, from developers out there? I mean, what are you looking for as a development team from the developers?
Yeah, so I think I'm looking for feedback both from developers and developers as users. In both ways. From developers, mainly I'm looking on feedback on do they think the card tile as is useful for them? Do they think they need to modify it? Do they need more extensibility in there? Do they think the API set that we are providing them is appropriate for the things that they would like to do? So that's the kind of feedback I'm looking for. Is the feature set that we are providing appropriate? In terms of user experience, what I would really like to hear about is this easy to understand? Is this too intrusive in your experience of accessing an application? Would you like us to make it easier in some way? Does it give you just enough information but pointers to extra information that you might want, but it's not in your face?
Okay.
I think that's what we are trying. It's still secure, but it provides you with an easy to understand way of logging in. So I think that's the kind of feedback we are looking for. We'll be very happy to hear from people in forums, emails. We write a regular blog, so you can get information from there. Please provide us feedback. We take the feedback, and we are working on our next version, so hopefully we can put all those features in there.
Okay. Well, very, very good. This has been really great, Ruchi. I appreciate having you on this segment of the ID Element. Thank you very much.
Thank you.